50% chance of showers and thunderstorms both today and tomorrow. Highs both days around 90. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 10 p.m. Tonight's low 71.
Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. It is Monday, July 7th, back off of a holiday weekend, back from a holiday weekend, I guess I should say. And Blake and Brenton Ryan with Mills Real Estate are my co-hosts. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Y'all looking all tan, fresh off the lake this morning.
Right. Oh, a holiday weekend, get tan, some color.
I know. I got a little color too. I got a little tan action going on, just a little bit. I feel better when I'm tan.
Fellas,
do you? Okay. Do guys think like that?
I do too. I like being tan.
I do too.
But normally my arms get real tan just from where, you know, working outside.
Right,
every day.
Right.
But it's nice to kind of get
that farmer's tan taken care of.
Right, kind of get that taken off a little bit.
Yeah, it is. It was a, you know, beautiful weekend and lots of sunshine. It was very, very nice. I was very grateful that we had a holiday weekend without any rain.
Yes.
So that's probably going to change starting today. It looks like rain the next 7 days.
Yes.
At least chances of rain. Maybe not everyone, but at least chances of rain throughout the rest of the week. So, yeah, it's going to be a wet one, that's for sure. And I want to go ahead and say this because I've been reading about it all weekend. Speaking of the rain, the floods in Texas, and my heart just completely breaks for those families who lost their loved ones, those children at that camp, and, you know, praying for those families and thinking of them and just that devastation. You know, I think they were saying that the water rose, was it 26 feet in about 45 minutes?
Yeah, it was. I watched a little slow motion video of some river down there. And it was, I think that was 27 foot. I think it said it rose in 45 minutes, something like that.
I just can't even imagine. Like, I cannot wrap my head around that, you know? And those children, just the fear, it makes me so sad. Like, it breaks my heart to even think about that. So definitely praying for those families who lost their loved ones in the in the flooding, and those that are still missing. Hopefully they will be able to find them, and we hope something good. You know, hopefully they are found alive. We're hoping and praying that they are found alive. So just wanted to touch on that this morning. But thank you both for being here, Blake and Brenton with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Also, thanks to Buttercup Lane Gifts. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by Lighthouse Counseling. Want to say thanks to Roots and Ramble Boutique, Esch's Utility Buildings, and Plantation Tires. Phone number is 270-651-3000. And fellas, what you decided to give away today?
We're going to give away a $25 gift card to Food Line this morning.
All right. So you can call in. If you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days, you are eligible. So you can get your name on the list, and we'll draw for a winner at the end of the hour. $25 toward your groceries there at Food Line will definitely come in handy. I bought a few groceries last week.
Say you restocked from the holiday weekend.
Yes. And I mean, things are still, I mean, I put things in my cart because I do my online shopping and my pickup. And I mean, things are still pretty expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So every little bit helps. And you can get $25 toward your groceries at Food Line this morning. 270-651-3000. All right, fellas, we already got some phone calls.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Trying to recuperate from yesterday and all the weekend.
That's right. It's a tough Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I'll register this morning to get a little
All right. Well, maybe it'll be your lucky day, Mr. Crow.
It might do it. Put me down and put down my daughter, Crystal Bouchon, and her husband, James Bouchon. Put them down here, but maybe one of us will win.
Okay, good deal. What's the phone number?
270-670-5112. Just okay. Use mine on all three.
Okay, sounds good. I have you all down. Thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, Teresa really enjoyed that charger she won.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I told her, I said, I go and register you, you win the tractor.
That's the way it works sometimes.
Yep. Maybe so. Maybe I'll get lucky this time, one of them will win again then.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Yeah, y'all have a great day.
You too.
We'll talk to you later then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yeah, I'd like to get my name in the pot, please.
All right. What's your name?
David Frazier.
I thought that was you, David. I heard you had a nice little conversation with my daddy over the weekend.
Yeah, we do quite often, yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to think what day it was. Saturday. Did you all walk Saturday? I know he walked Saturday.
No, it's Friday. It was July 4th morning.
Oh, was it?
I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because I thought the car show was in Cave City. They switched it to the 4th, and he called somebody and said, no, it's still tomorrow morning. That's how I remember it was Friday morning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was one of those days, yeah. But I couldn't remember which one. He said he had a nice little conversation with you. So he came over and had coffee with
me.
Yeah,
he keeps me straight. Yeah.
David, what's your phone number?
Okay, it's 470-590-1901.
1901. How's that kitten doing?
Oh, that one's fine. I've got a bunch more out here. Oh, it's fine. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's laying on the deck asleep right now. I know it is. I'm fixing to get out of the car, but I know that's where it's at.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad. Well, David, have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Fellas, all right. What auctions do you have coming up? Listings you want to chat about?
Say, it's getting hot, slowing down just a little bit, but we've still got a lot of auctions booked up. Got potentially some land coming available in Ohio County. It's right on the edge of Ohio County and Grayson. It's going to be a good little chunk of land there. Hopefully going to become available here in the next 2 weeks. Still have the house for sale there on Matthews Court. Just got a brand new price improvement on it. And also have the house or the commercial building in Burksville still available. Downtown Burksville, only about two or three buildings away from the square right there in downtown Burksville.
I know Russell's got an auction coming up this Thursday right here in Glasgow. So if anybody's looking for a little fixer-upper, definitely has a good potential and a good location, close to town. It'd be great for somebody to kind of get in there, fix it up a little bit, and have them a nice little project, something to do over the rest of the summer. And it's on Thursday, 5:30.
Is that the one on Green Hills Drive? Yep. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Where is Green Hills? I'm trying to think.
It's right there close to Glasgow Tire.
Yep.
Okay, right back in there. Gotcha. Yeah. That's where I was thinking, but I wasn't for sure.
Really, it's right by the Pelicans there. You turn by the Pelicans. And
gotcha.
Also, got a commercial, can be used as commercial, but it's a mechanic shop. It's got apartments plus a mechanic shop. Selling that for Barron County Master Commissioner come on the beginning of next month.
August 9th, so. That's coming up. So if anybody's interested, he's got four bays, got a nice little parking lot in the back, good road frontage, also has an apartment in the front.
Yeah, so three apartments in the front plus the four-bay garage. Yeah. So mechanic shop, that's going to be located in Cave City, Kentucky, right there on Dixie Highway.
Ah, okay. I think I know where that is. Okay, I think I know where that is. Gotcha. That's a pretty nice piece of property right there. Lots of space.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. There's lots of space. Needs somebody to come in there, do just a little bit of fixing up, and they could have them a really nice shop there, a nice little income-producing business.
Okay, good deal. Let's go to the phones, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
pretty good, I guess. I'd like to get registered, please.
Okay, we can do it.
All right, Miss Nell, what's your phone number?
834-9548.
Okay.
And also register Kimberly.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
270-651-3000. That's 651-3000, giving away a $25 gift card to Food Lion this morning. So you can get registered for that. We will give it away at the end of the hour. Let's talk Buttercup Lane Gifts. I was in there the other day and picked up a few things. I love all of the bright colors for summer. She has lots of different decor. So if you're looking for something to make your home a little brighter, lots of different things. Your kitchen, she has these adorable little tea towels and toppers, happy everything. The Pampa Bay, the Golden Rabbit. We've been using the Golden Rabbit. I got a red and white tray, and we've been using that to bake vegetables and stuff, either on the grill or in the oven. So that's really come in handy. And so the first time we used it, Kyle wasn't really sure. You know how it is when you use something new. Plus, he had a new grill, so he wasn't really sure about the heat on it and everything. Well, we used this Golden Rabbit. We cut up the vegetables and seasoned them, and they looked all pretty on the red and white tray, and put them on the grill. And then I guess he checked them once, and I don't know if he turned the heat up or if he started out on high heat. Which I'm like, why would you start out on high heat? Why would you start out on low heat and go up? I don't know. I guess he was having a moment. I don't know. But there was black all the way around the tray. I mean, some of the vegetables were grilled, stuck to the tray.
Probably had some black vegetables, too.
Yes, I had quite a few. And Kelly was not happy. Kelly was not very happy. And I said, there were a lot of things that I said, and I won't get into all that. But I had to clean it. I mean, scrub it. I had to get some elbow grease in there. But it all came off. So the whole point of this is it doesn't matter how black it is. If you let it soak for a little while, use a little elbow grease, it all came off and it looks brand new again. So this Golden Rabbit stuff is really, really good, and I highly recommend it. Of course, she does have the Uncle Hams, barbecue sauces, pickles, mustards, you know, all of those condiments to add to up your game on your grilling just a little bit. And the Ronaldo jewelry, of course. And the door hangers, she has a couple of door hangers that I've had my eye on that I keep saying I'm going to go back and get one, and I haven't yet. But she has some lots of candles, not some, but lots of candles that smell absolutely amazing. And she has new inventory coming in every single day. So stop by and see Betsy at Buttercup Lane Gifts. She also offers complimentary gift wrapping. So, oh, and wedding registry. So if you'd like to go by and register for your wedding, if you are about to get hitched, you may want to swing by there and do a little wedding registry. So Buttercup Lane is located at 213 Reynolds Road in Glasgow, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 till 2. You can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. All right, let's go to the phones. 270-651-3000, 651-3000, Blake and Brenton in this morning from Mills Real Estate, and we are giving away a $25 gift card to Food Lion.
I bet those boutiques, I bet they were decked out in 4th of July gear this week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lots of 4th of July stuff, that is for sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. This is Jeremy Ballard. I was going to be in it registered for the gift card.
All right, Jeremy, what's your phone number?
270-404-591.
Oh, I missed your last four digits. You were cutting down on me. 404.
5871.
5871. Okay, I got it. All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I'd like to have some at Food Lion.
I know. It comes in handy, doesn't it?
It sure does, hon. I wish my wife and son, Sharon and Aaron.
Sharon and Aaron, yes. All right. And what's the phone number?
It's 270-296-1495. I got allergies.
Oh, yeah. Those are tough on you this season, aren't they?
Yep. I've been mowing.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't help at all. Thank you for...
How were things over the weekend at the lake?
Well, I wasn't at the lake over the weekend. These guys, they were over at Del Hollow, so they could tell you how things were over there.
It was busy.
Oh, man. Too much water. Too much water.
too much water.
Too much water.
There was a lot of water. Let's see. Is there only one... one marina that's open at Barron River, or are they all open? I'm not sure because of the flooding. Do y'all know?
So I know you said to take a boat on Peninsula, get out to some of the docks there.
Okay.
Narrows were open this weekend for sure.
Okay. I think Port Oliver, I read where Port Oliver was, but everyone said it was so busy because that was the main one where everybody could get in and out. So
we had some family who went to the Narrows, and they put it in at the Narrows, but they said the water was still pretty good.
And all this water that we're expecting to have this week, that's not going to help that any. So.
See, Del Hollow, though, it was good.
Yeah, it was nice a couple of weekends.
Good level and stuff, but they have the dam, you know, and things, so they were, you know, they can kind of manage it pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Junior, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Y'all do the same, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'd like to register my husband, please.
Okay, what's his name?
Sudeen Hines.
What was the name?
Sudeen, S-U-D-E-A-N.
Okay, and what was the last name?
Hines, H-I-N-D-S.
Oh, hi. Okay, gotcha. What is the phone number?
518-610-0592.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Same thing, different day.
I know it. Are you working today?
No, ma'am.
Oh,
are here by the air conditioner, looking out the door and watching the birds play.
Oh, that sounds pretty nice. I did that a little bit over the weekend myself.
I try to do it every day, but you know how it is.
I know. This morning I didn't get out there. This morning I was running a little bit behind.
Well, at least you're running.
Well, I wasn't running too fast, I'll tell you. You want to get registered?
Yeah, all three of us.
All right, Johnny. Let's see, Johnny and Rebecca, is that right?
Correct.
And what was the other name?
Doug,
okay.
Yep.
All right, and what's the phone number?
670-8953.
All right. Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you.
270-651-3000, 651-3000. I've noticed there's quite a few houses out there for sale. And are you noticing that people are buying, families are buying, or are they still kind of sitting there waiting?
It's definitely a buyer's market right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, buyers are tending to get a little bit more in just the market today. Just because I think there's still quite a bit of inventory there that's sitting and kind of priced a little high, so it's definitely a buyer's market right now. So if you want to buy, it's a good time. I mean, a lot of time we're getting a lot of inspections, a lot of inspections paid for, a lot of closing costs right now, so it's always good for the buyer. I mean, maybe not as good for the seller, but it takes is one little turn to kind of switch that into the other direction. So it's definitely a buyer's market right now, though.
Yeah, but absolutely, inventory's up. I was looking on an email I got sent the other day from a girl that I follow. She works with a lending and mortgage institute, but she was saying, I think this year compared to last year, the inventory's up 25 to 30% from, you know, what we were at this time last year. and you know the year before that. So inventory's up. So there's a lot of decisions. You know, there's a lot of houses out there that you can decide upon. But you know, they are sitting on the things are selling. They are sitting a little bit longer. What we're kind of seeing, but. There is, you know, if you are a buyer coming into the market, it's definitely a buyer's market. You get more stuff out there to choose from.
All right. Speaking of the home on Matthews Court, so let's talk a little bit about this. It's fully renovated. It's a beautiful home. How many square feet?
2250.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good size.
Yeah, pretty good size house. Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, has 2 full bathrooms on the bottom floor, and then has a half bath upstairs for those 2 bedrooms that's upstairs. But very, very nice exotic countertops. They have the exotic black and white quartz. It's got you a storage shed out front where you can store anything extra that you might have. Got concrete driveway, carport, along with 1.2 plus or minus acres there to go with it. Got plenty of room to go outside, put you a playset, anything that you might want out there. Got plenty of room to have that outside living space as well. So really, really nice place. Got brand new roof, brand new AC, brand new appliances, brand new water heater. Basically full renovation done on it. So you can move in. And
brand new floors, paint job, trim, everything basically.
I mean, it's just like a brand new house basically.
Right, yep. Right. You move in and don't have to worry about it replacing anything. I mean, you've got brand new appliances and brand new utilities and things like that. So
and just drop the price on it. So it's at $272 right now.
Okay, and that's in a quiet community there.
Very, very
right
nice.
Right off of Green Valley Road. Mm-hmm. So there's not as much traffic through there anymore now that they built that new road. So
correct, yeah.
That's a very nice area.
Yeah,
through
kinda
there.
The road that it's on is dead end road. So I mean, there's not much. It didn't much at all traffic on the road that that house is on.
Mm-hmm. So it's for the location, that is an awesome location. You know, you're kind of out of the hustle and bustle of the city of Glasgow, although you're still only, you know, 5-minute drive
into
the
town.
Grocery
yeah.
stores,
yeah.
the gas station, you know, things that you need every day. So
Dollar
you know,
General.
Right. Dollar General is just
anybody's
down the road.
Anybody's in 5 minutes at Dollar General.
Everybody.
Now.
Gosh, they are popping up everywhere.
Yeah. They're actually building a new one right there on 90. We passed it going out there right across from, I guess, what is that? Like the Kino?
Kino Row.
Yeah, right out there. Yes, I have a friend who lives out that way. She's not real excited about that.
It's almost up.
Yeah, it's up.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it didn't take long. No. It didn't take long, and I believe one of your coworkers has a house that his front porch view is going to be looking at the Dollar General.
Yeah, he said, "Go look at it one or two ways." He said, "At least now I can get a golf cart, and it won't take me very long to go get milk and eggs in the morning."
There's the silver lining, right?
That's right.
At least he's looking at it in a positive light. I would not be very happy about that. So that's a good thing. He's taking the good out of it. So, all right, 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. And if you're just now tuning in, you're just now joining us, Blake and Brenton with Mills Real Estate. They are my co-hosts this morning, and we're giving away a $25 gift card to Food Lion. And I don't know about you, but I can always use an extra $25 to go toward my groceries. So you can call in and get qualified for that. If you've not won anything from us in the last 30 days, you are eligible to call in and get qualified. Let's talk a few moments about Lighthouse Counseling. My good buddy Chad Settle, he'll be in on Wednesday, and he will talk more about services that they offer there at Lighthouse Counseling. And let me tell you, this guy, I've known him since sixth grade. We go way back, so I've known him for a really long time. And Chad has always just been a very kind, compassionate person. And I did tell him, I said, I never really thought this would be the path. It makes sense, but I never thought that this would be the path that you would go in, just because he was always a sports guy. You know, he played basketball and baseball. You know, I thought maybe a coach or, you know, playing professional sports. But this is the direction that he went in, and he's been in social work, and he just wants to help families and help children. And he has, you know, counseled young all the way up to older. I think he says he's maybe talking with someone now that might be close to 80 years old. I'm not sure. But you know what? Age doesn't matter. You know, if you've been through something traumatic and maybe it's taken several years for you to realize that you need to talk to someone about it, or maybe, you know, this person has been in therapy for years and Chad was the next person that, you know, felt a connection.
You know, in high school, sometimes, a lot of times your coach was your, you know, good counselor or somebody to talk to, you know, in high school. You always remember some good coaches I had in school.
That is very true. Yeah. So Chad is, I think he's spending a little more time in Glasgow. And of course, he has partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County, and meeting with some of those members there and really building that relationship and helping those members too. Lighthouse Counseling, of course, they do offer private individual therapy. They do offer traditional, holistic, and faith-based formats of mental health treatment. And they offer individual, couples, family, marriage, co-parenting, school-based, collaborative, group therapy. There's a wide range of types of therapy that they do offer. They have, several therapists there. They offer community support associates, targeted case managers. Their motto is a safe haven during the storms of life. And that's what you look for when you're out in the ocean. You're looking for a lighthouse, so you're looking for a safe place. So Lighthouse Counseling is located, their home office is in Bowling Green, 700 Chestnut Street. And Chad's office here in Glasgow is at 201 Lincoln Road. That's Extreme Gym B. There's an office there to the side that you can go in. He's typically in Bowling Green Monday, Tuesday, and then he's in Glasgow Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5. Here is the number that you can call, 270-904-0055. That's 270-904-0055. Ask for Chad when you do call that number. And actually, I think he's now in Glasgow Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I think he's trying to be in Glasgow a little more often. Bless you, by the way. Lighthouse Counseling LLC.org is the website. Lighthouse Counseling LLC.org. You can also visit them on Facebook. All right. I think we got some phone calls.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Hey. I want to register.
All right.
Me and Larissa and Robin.
Okay. Let me get you down.
All right.
Andy, what'd you do this weekend?
Everything.
Yeah?
Yes. And I missed the fireworks.
What?
Yeah.
How did you miss the fireworks?
I went to bed.
Oh, well, I understand.
I did hear some Saturday night, about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I heard there were a few Thursday night, Friday night, maybe a handful on Saturday night. As I was going to bed on Friday night, of course, we have a big window out back, and I could see the fireworks in the background. Those were
very pretty. I heard a bunch on Thursday night this year.
Yeah.
They were a little bit too excited. They
couldn't wait. I missed them all Friday night.
Well, you know, I love the fireworks, but when it's time to go to bed, I'm going to bed.
That's the way I am.
Yep. So, all right. Well, I've got all three of you down, Andy.
All right, then.
Have a good week.
Y'all too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I'd like to register me and a co-worker for your gift card.
All right. What's the name?
Sam Hatcher and Ricky Dale Slate.
Ricky. All right. And what was the other name?
Sam Hatcher.
Hatcher. Last name's Hatcher.
Yeah, H-A-T-C-H-E-R.
What's the first name?
Sam.
Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for some reason I couldn't understand you very well. Sam Hatcher, okay. All right, and what's the phone number, Ricky?
270-612-0478.
0478. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Well, you guys sent me a picture of your garden the last time you were here. So how's that garden going?
Just last week, I just had my first garden meal.
So what did you have?
Had I made stuffed green peppers. Used had a tomato in it, and I put three or four bell peppers, and then I had squash on the side. Had three or four squash, and then I guess when we get home tonight, probably I think I'll have probably about 10 jalapenos ready to pick. So
Wee.
I might need to make some jalapeno poppers or something this week. But yeah,
so you stuffed the green pepper. Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, I do. Now, people do that. I like it more like just kind of like a casserole. You know, fry your meat.
Okay.
Put in rice. Put in Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
And put in a can of, I only have one tomato already, so I put one tomato and a can of Rotel.
Okay.
Put that in there, stir that all up, put it in a big casserole dish, and then I take cheese, put it on top, and then I'll take a little bit Velveeta and kind of just stuff in the middle, and then bake it in the oven for about.
He forgot the peppers. He puts the peppers.
Oh, and
so you put the peppers in the casserole.
Yeah, and then
dish.
I cut up all the peppers and I kind of put a couple in and then lay the rest on top, and then.
So technically, they're not stuffed.
No, they're not stuffed.
Okay,
they're not stuffed. It's kind of like a casserole.
I was just because I have seen these on Pinterest. You know, you take all these green bell peppers and you cut the inside of them out, and then you stuff them with the stuff that you were the stuff you were talking about.
Right, with the filling.
Yes. Yes, which
yeah,
those are really
them,
good.
I just put it on top.
Well, the pepper's easier to eat like that.
Yeah, and it kind of gets soft, you know what I mean? It ain't real hard. Some people don't like peppers, so it's just if you're feeding a couple people, they can pick them out that way.
I like peppers, but I don't like them crunchy. If they're supposed to be cooked, I don't want them crunchy. Like if I'm eating it raw, okay. But, you know, if it's baked in something or cooked in something, I don't want it real crunchy.
Yeah, they need to be cooked all the way.
Yeah, I want them to be cooked and soft, for
but
sure.
They were good. They were good and sweet and, I mean, good bell peppers.
Good.
So it's coming along, but
it's starting, you know,
Everything's starting to come
right,
in now.
Everything's starting to come in good now. We're going to have some tomatoes get soon. Squash. He picked squash, but we're going to have zucchini when we get back tonight. And then
both of those. Squash and zucchini are my favorite.
That's probably my favorite.
Yes.
And cabbage. I love a good cabbage.
See, we don't have any cabbage growing, but squash and zucchini, it's just good because you get home, you can get it, and you can cook it with just about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it up, fry it up, bake it. I mean, it's you can do about anything with squash and zucchini.
And I haven't done this yet this summer, and I'm going to have to do it. I've got to get me a good squash. But we usually bake ours, cut them up and bake it in the oven with the cabbage. But I love to slice my squash, put it in water, and dip it in cornmeal and butter, and put butter on the pan, let it heat up, and then bake it in the oven.
Bake it with the cornmeal?
Yes. Put your slices in the cornmeal, and then put your preheat your oven and put little pats of butter on it and put that in the oven and let it melt. And then pull it out and then put your cornmeal, the squash on your sheet.
That's kind of what I did last time. So I just did I put a little bit too much butter, about 7 pats of butter, let it melt. And then in the middle.
You like some butter, don't
then
you?
In the middle, I flipped them so they all could get a little butter.
That's right. That's exactly. See, my grandma used to make them like that. And that was my favorite way to eat squash when I was a kid. It still is. Just doesn't taste like grandma's, you know. I try to make it taste like it, but it doesn't taste like grandma's used to. So, all right, let's go to the phones, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I'd like to enter in the giveaway.
Yes, what's your name?
I want to put me and my wife. It's Blake and Christy Foster.
Blake Foster and Christy Foster. Is that Christy with a K or a C?
A K and an I.
All right, Christy. Okay. And what's the phone number?
270-576-4598.
4598. Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning. They left us.
Yep. Or it hung up on us. 270-651-3000.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I'd like to register, please.
Okay, what's the name?
Sharon McInnes.
Sharon, okay, McInnes.
Missy Potter and Carolyn Potter.
Missy and Carolyn. Okay, mm-hmm. And what is the phone number?
270-678-1727.
1727. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. We are giving away a $25 gift card to Food Lion this morning, and Blake and Brent and Ryan are my co-hosts from Mills Real Estate. We'll talk a few moments about Roots and Ramble Boutique. I believe, if I saw correctly, Betsy's having a sale over at Roots and Ramble, so you might want to head over to the website, rootsandramble.com. Of course, she is closed on Monday. She will be open tomorrow. Okay, good. Good. I got it. I thought the sale had ended, but no, it is not. The red, white, Judy Blue sale continues through tonight. She's got some great looking shorts. So if you want to take advantage of that, head over to rootsandramble.com. She has several things on sale right now, so you can take advantage of that. I know they enjoyed their long 3-day weekend last week to spend some time with family and friends, but they will be back open tomorrow for you to shop. Some beautiful dresses in store, lots of jeans and shorts. If you're looking for denim shorts, she's definitely got those. Her porch geese, of course, she still has some of those. Look at that. Can you see that?
Yeah, I could see it.
Can you see that?
I think it looks big.
It is. It stands
that thing looks big.
It stands
big.
About this tall because we got my mom one. And she finally got hers decorated for the 4th of July. Not decorated, but costumed up.
Yeah.
She put the 4th of July costume on her porch goose. But, yeah, they're heavy. They're like 80 pounds. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good size goose. I'm telling you, it's a good size. But she does still have those. And her bed stew. She has some beautiful wallets, crossbody bags, purses, handbags, lots of different styles. She also has a new brand of leather bag that she is carrying. So she has several of those to choose from. Her graphic tees, Leslie Curtis jewelry, the Erin Gray jewelry, and she always has a sale rack at Roots and Ramble as well. So you can stop in there, do a little shopping. She'll be in with us on Thursday. Looking forward to having her back in studio. 216 West Washington Street is where she is located. Our parking lot is right across from Roots and Ramble Boutique. You can shop online. Shop that sale, rootsandramble.com. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 till 2. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I'd like to register, please.
Okay, what's the name?
Karen Coates.
Karen Coates, okay. And what's the phone number?
270-537-4320.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan, what are y'all giving away today?
We are giving away a $25 gift card to Food Lion.
Hey, I need me and my wife both in there.
All right, Mr. Milo.
I can always use a few extra groceries.
I know it. We all can, right? What's your phone number?
590-6883.
All right. I have you both. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. $25 gift card that we are giving away this morning if you're just now tuning in to Food Lion. And let's talk about some more auctions we've got coming up, fellas.
Yeah. So, I know we still have a bunch of auctions. I know a lot coming up in Scottsville this week. A lot of online-only auctions. That next in-person auction is going to be that one right there on Thursday here in Glasgow. And then after that, got a couple auctions coming up in our Bowling Green office. Zach French got an auction coming up on Porter Pike. Great location, great piece of land. Got a nice house. He's selling three tracts, about 14 plus or minus acres. It's got a big pond. It's got some great ground there if you ever want to have any animals or do some hay. put some horses out, some goats. It's all fenced. It's ready to go. Very beautiful location right there in Bowling Green, right off exit, kind of probably about 5 minutes from exit 28 there in Bowling Green. So, yeah.
So if you're listening from Bowling Green, that'd be a great space you can go check out today. It's a really nice spot right there on Porter Pike.
Yeah, and then
also speaking of 4th of July and the lake, there is a property right by Barron River Lake. Going to be 4521 New Glasgow Road there on Highway 31E. Everybody's seen it. You've probably passed it a million times, but it's selling at auction. It's going to be July 12th on the Saturday. Or Saturday, July 12th. There we go. That's how to put those three together. Yeah. A lot better.
That would be this Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So that's going to be right there on 31E. Commercial log building right there. It's an office area. It's got a lobby, a kitchen, a full bath, a garage, wash bay. It's central AC heated. It's got two separate units there. So if somebody is interested in maybe starting a business up right there, close to Barron River Lake, be a prime opportunity to maybe get in there.
Is that right there on the corner?
It's right there by State Park.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right across from where you turn to go to State Park, right?
Yeah,
okay,
right across the road there.
I thought that little, well, it looks like a house, but it's an actual business.
It looks like the real estate, they had like a little real estate, like late lots or something. Realty. Mm-hmm. It looks like that building, but it's not that building. It's the one across the road there. Okay. But that's coming up here this Saturday. So for any of our Glasgow listeners, they have a big gun auction in Gamelia, over 85 guns, really good set of guns on there. So I know everybody loves guns and they're interested. It's online, got some Remington, Ruger's, Winchester's, Henry, and more. It says right here, it's got a bunch of guns. I was talking to Joe the other day, who's doing the auction. He said this is probably one of the better gun auctions he's ever had the opportunity to do while he's, you know, in his career. So he said there's a lot of really nice guns on that auction.
All right, fellas, I think we got some more phone calls.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. I'd like to register my mom, my sister, and myself, please.
All right. What are the names?
Melissa Hardwick, Brenda Morgan, and Michelle Morgan.
Morgan, Michelle. All right. And what's the phone number?
299-1277.
1277. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. Lost one there. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like to register for the drawing, please.
Okay. What's the name?
Randall Roten and Greta Roten, please.
All right.
And the number is 270.
Hold on. Just give me just a second. I got to get your names written down. Hold on. Right. I'm not that all fast, right. Mr. Roten.
All right.
Okay, now I'm ready.
At 270-646-7991.
7991. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. 270-651-3000. We've got about 15 minutes left of the Shop Local show, and we are taking qualifiers for the $25 gift card to Food Line that Blake and Brenton are giving away this morning. And as you mentioned, it is a buyer's market right now. And where are we sitting as far as interest rates go?
So interest rates, they're still hovering right around what they have been for the last couple weeks and months. You know, you're right, that was high sixes. You know, depending on what kind of loan you're getting, you're going to be at the seven. But, yeah, it's just a really exciting time, honestly. You know, you're out of the holiday weekend. You know, we've got 4th of July behind us. There isn't much to look forward to now, so why not make that being a house? And if you were a buyer, this would be a great time. It's an exciting time. You've got a lot of options out there. So if you are thinking about buying, come stop by the office, give us a call, visit our Facebook. There's a lot of different avenues to get a hold of us. But, yeah, it is a really exciting time, especially if you are interested in buying something. You know, the market right now is more geared towards you. So,
okay. All right, guys, let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, you guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing the best, enjoying some sunshine. I'd like to get registered for the gift card you're giving away.
All right. I think I know who this is.
You think so?
Is this Trace?
It is.
Ah, I knew that voice. I was like, I know that voice. What are you doing this morning?
We're going down here to Rose Bowl to pick up a truck I had worked on and go back home and get some hay moved off field before it rains again.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wet week, it looks like, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of things to get done today before the rain sets in, right?
That's right. There's always plenty to do.
Yes. Yes, always. All right, Trace, I've got you down. Anybody else you want to qualify?
You can put Mahogany down. That'll work.
All right.
She's the one that wants it anyway.
Of course. All right.
That'll just save me money if I get it.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. All right. Well, I've got you down. I'll text you if you were the winner, okay?
Good deal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I'd like to get registered for the drawing, please.
All right. Is this Miss Violet?
Yes.
All right. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you able to get up moving around yet?
I am. Foot still sore when I walk on it a lot, but we're getting there.
Well,
been out driving a little bit, not much.
Well, good, good. But it just takes time.
It does. It does, and it's good to be able to not depend on a walker.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I could see that.
Yes. Could I get Dennis registered too, please?
Yes. What's your phone number?
270-590-2371.
Okay.
And also register Scott.
Okay. All right. I have you all down. Thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Thank you. And you all too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
I wanted to register.
Okay, what's your name?
Jamie Jackson.
All right, Jamie. And what's your phone number?
590-1908.
Okay.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All righty. 270-651-3000. Let's talk about Esch's Utility Buildings, and they have their 4th of July sale. They are extending this through July 11th. So they have big savings on all their metal buildings from Esch's Utility Buildings. And they have some tiered discounts. So $5 off buildings under 5% off buildings under $5,000, 10% off buildings, $5,000 to $10,000, 15% off buildings, $10,000 plus. So discounts are automatically applied when you place your order through Esch's Utility Buildings, and Joey would be your local rep, and they are helping you to save big right now. So, you know, if you've been looking at that metal building, if you've been looking at something and just waiting, now would be a great time to invest in one of those. Most all of their buildings come with a 10-year warranty, and man, these are beautiful buildings. I mean, the customization, the colors, the details on these buildings, absolutely amazing. So whether you just need something small, you know, just an outside building to store some stuff in, or you want something that's maybe not totally bougie, but you want it to look really nice, you know, a pool house or a garage, a shed, a man cave, a she shed, you know, animal shelters, what, a chicken coop, garden shed. I mean, sky is the limit. They can create anything that you want there at Esch's Utility Buildings.
They're getting fancy. I mean, they look fancy on the outside.
Tiny home? I mean, that Montana, This Montana right here is my favorite.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good-looking building.
It really is. It's beautiful, and they make smaller ones that are half that size. So if you don't need one quite that big, you want some. I love that big window on the front of it. So I think that would look really good sitting in my backyard outlooking the beautiful field with the cattle. That's what I want one of these days. One of these days, I will have that. I'm crossing my fingers. It will happen. But they offer so many beautiful buildings, fully customizable, anything that you want. And, you know, what I was astonished with is when you walk into one of these buildings, you know, you see the outside and you're like, this is a pretty good sized building. But then you go in and you're like, wow, there's a lot of room in here. You know, you can have the loft upstairs. That's great storage as well. I mean, there's so many things that you can do with these. And if you have a backyard dream, let them make that happen to your exact specifications. You can call or go by there. Actually, I would just go by and see Joey. He is the local sales rep there at Esch's on West Main Street. He's a great guy, and he will get you taken care of. Esch's Utility Buildings, you can go online to eschutilitybuildings.com. That's eschutilitybuildings.com to find a location near you. We will actually be broadcasting at their location in Bowling Green next week. They're having their grand opening celebration a week from Thursday. So we will be there, and we'll be talking about all the beautiful buildings that they have, and we'll see what kind of specials they have going on and giveaways too. So that's Esch's Utility Buildings, eschutilitybuildings.com, or visit their location, 1425 West Main Street here in Glasgow. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. And we are giving away a $25 gift card to Food Lion this morning, so you can call in and get qualified for that. Fellas, what else? What have we not covered this morning that y'all'd like to talk about? Have we covered everything?
Well, let's think here.
I was trying to hit all the auctions and...
Like I said, there's a lot of auctions, so we can talk about a lot more, although, you know, you might get confused or whatever because they're a little bit towards the later of the month. But visit us, rsmillsauctions.com, press that auctions tab. You can see all our auctions. Press that listing tab. You can see all of our listings within the Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. A lot of information on that website, so if you do listen to us in the morning times, you get confused, visit that website. It'll help clear a lot of things up for you. Also, you can visit us on Facebook. Our Facebook is Blake and Brenton Realtors and Auctioneers. I don't know if anybody keeps up with us on there, but we were on vacation last week, but we're back ready to work again this week for you. So we're back in the office today and getting things caught up for this week. Weather is nice. You know, a lot of people are out looking at houses and things. So be sure to be one of those people. Come in and see us. Give us a text, a message, either on Facebook. Our phone number is, my phone number is 270-766-8926. And Blake's number is
270-766-7908. And I know a lot of people. I talked to a couple people last week over the phone. They were kind of getting confused, like, oh, I thought you guys just did auctions. No, we have a lot of people in the office that do everything. So, if you know, not just auctions, we'll do listings. We'll do some commercial property, industrial property, anything in the scope of the market, we can do it all. So, we'll do some listings. We'll do some buyer's agency stuff. Also, do some auctions. So, got a lot of auctioneers, and most all our auctioneers now are both realtors and auctioneers. So, we can do a little bit of everything. So if you got a question about anything, houses, commercial property, or if you got some farmland for sale, make sure to give us a call.
Okay, good deal. All right, last but not least, we have Plantation Tires, which is located in Tompkinsville. That is, of course, at 82 Barbara Road in Tompkinsville. They're still fairly new. They are a brand new business and still new to shop local, of course, but they are celebrating their grand opening this Thursday, July 11th. They're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers. You can register for door prizes. They're going to give away some things. Huge savings, like their buy three, get one free sale they have on Kenda, Fortune, and Road One tires. So that is select tires, but still going to be able to save you some money. If you're looking for tires, buy three, get one free. Also rolling out some specials on alignments and oil changes all day long. So if you're needing one of those, they can get you taken care of. Don't forget, if you are military or first responder, they'll take an extra 10% off. Just their way of saying thank you. So go and see them during their grand opening at Plantation Tires this Thursday, July 11th, 82 Barber Road in Tompkinsville. And of course, that is right next to Plantation Used Auto Parts. That is a big salvage yard that they have there. And they have a little bit of everything in that salvage yard. If you are looking for something, they have hoods, fenders, doors, rear axle assembly, engines and transmissions. They have a little bit of this and that. So if you're needing something, that's a great salvage yard to go to there. Plantation Used Auto Parts. They do also offer military and first responder discounts too. So grand opening Plantation Tires this Thursday, July 11th. Go by there, get registered for some prizes, and just congratulate them on opening that new business there, 82 Barbara Road. And I'm going to swing by there and see those folks over there too on Thursday. So, all right, we are just about ready to wrap things up. I think we have one more phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to register for the giveaway.
Well, Michelle, you got in by the hair of your chinny chin chin, girl. Are you there, Michelle?
No, this is Sasha.
Oh, my gosh. You sound just like Michelle Elliott that calls in. Your voice sounds just like hers. Ah! Okay, Sasha, what's your last name?
Champion.
I'm so sorry. Yes, you
That's
sound
okay.
You literally sound just like her. That's why I was like, oh, this is Michelle Elliott. So, what's your phone number, Sasha?
Sure, it's 659-3088.
3088. Okay, thank you so much. You got in by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, all right. That's going to finish up our qualifiers this morning.
How many callers we have in today?
Well, we have 38 qualifiers. 38. Yes, 38. Of course, you know, some of them had two or three on mm-hmm. there. On their list. So who wants to push the button? You want to push it? Blake, just push that zero. See what our number is.
Number 24.
Number 24 is, let me pull it up. Hold on. I had to turn pages. 24 is Karen Coates.
Karen Coates.
Congratulations to Karen. You are the winner of the $25 gift card to Food Lion. So these fellas will have it there at the office. Give your location, both say, Glasgow and Bowling.
Yeah, come and see us today. Karen, our address is 301 Happy Valley Road here in Glasgow. That's where we'll have your gift card. So you can come see us there. Also, we got locations in Scottsville, Gamel, and Bowling Green. Brenton probably going to be in Bowling Green today, 4350 Louisville Road, right beside the UPI barn. So come see either one of us there today, and we'd love to help you.
All right. Thank you both for being here, Brenton and Blake. Thank you both and appreciate you. And thanks for giving away the gift card this morning to Food Lion. And congratulations to Karen Coates. And thanks to all of our sponsors this week. Of course, Blake and Brenton, Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, Buttercup Lane Gifts. Our Wellness Wednesday is presented by Lighthouse Counseling. Want to say thanks to Roots and Ramble Boutique, Esh's Utility Buildings, and Plantation Tires. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Let's go. Broadcasting country's hottest hits from the Toyota of Bowling Green Studios. This is 103.7 WHHT, K-City, Glasgow.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz.